Step one,
Mr. Truck, please do something.
He walks, say sit down, it's just...
You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. Don't talk to... I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
Baby, I am not afraid to die. They've been put on notice. If you fuck around with us, if you do something bad to us, we are going to do things to you that have never been done before.
Don't sit yet. You're like this.
Communists who are attacking our civilization have no idea of the sleeping giant they have awoken. They cannot even begin to imagine the brave and righteous spirit they've unleashed in men and women like all of you. But they're going to find out the hard way. They will find out like never before. This nation belongs to you. Belongs to you. It was patriots like you that built this country, and it's patriots like you that are going to save our country. To all of those who think that they can coerce and subjugate the citizens of this land, hear these words from me tonight. The people of America will not surrender our borders. We will not surrender our culture. We will not surrender our faith. We will not surrender our values. We will not surrender our history. We will not surrender our liberty. And above all, we will not surrender our children. We are done with their distorted visions for America. It's time to start talking about greatness for our country again. We want our country to be great again. We want our country to be respected. The time for action has come. As long as we are led by politicians who will not put America first, then we can be assured that other nations will not treat America with respect, the respect that we deserve. A small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. That all changes, starting right here and right now. America will start winning again, winning like never before. I will never, ever let you down.
is to go to work for our country, to go to work for you. It's time to deliver a victory for the American people. We don't win anymore, but we are going to start winning again. I will always give you my love. You are most special to me. Of believers, dreamers, and strivers that is being led by a group of censors, critics, and cynics. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth. And we will bring back our dreams. From mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
If I were running The View, I'd fire Rosen. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. Rosie's a person that's very lucky to have her girlfriend. And she better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up a girlfriend. You're fired. Not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. Rosie's a person that's very lucky to have her girlfriend. And she better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up a girlfriend. You're fired. If I were running The View, I'd fire Rosie. I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out. Rosie's a person that's very lucky to have her girlfriend. And she better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up a girlfriend. Fired.
officially running for president of the United States. We need a leader. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. It can be wonderful if you have smart people, but we have people that are stupid. The American dream is dead. But if I get elected president, I will bring it back bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Demand the best from yourself and be totally unafraid to challenge entrenched interests and failed power structures. The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label. Being an outsider is fine. Embrace the label. Because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. You must keep pushing forward.